And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Lisa Garr, one of our hosts, hosts a very popular syndicated radio program called The Aware Show, along with a weekly show on Hay House Radio called Being Aware. In addition, she has her own show on Gaia TV that she does, as well as a popular online personal development series. Lisa reaches a combined audience of more than 4 million people globally a month with these thought-provoking messages. Her website, theawareshow.com. She works with our very own Gina Salvati, Tom's assistant producer. Lisa, welcome to the program, and thank you for what you do for us.
Oh, it is my honor, my joy, and it's just great to be a part of the Coast family. I'm really grateful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Everything's good. I'm hunkered down in St. Louis, broadcasting out of the cave and doing my thing, but life is slowly starting to get better again. I can feel it. How about you?
I would like to feel that. In California, it's a little bit different. We're on a bit of the yo-yo phase.
Yeah. I hear there may be lockdown through July.
Yeah, we just heard that the other day. It is complicated just because California is such a, it's a gathering state. There are, you know, major sports venues and, you know, there's television, there's audiences, there's the entertainment industry, and it has been hit so hard here. And that's, you know, I have another company in the entertainment industry. We shut down March 14th, and it was the worst day ever. It's been really challenging for my friends in this industry, and us included. It's just unfortunate because nothing has really ever impacted the industry like this. Entertainment's always been around. It makes us feel good. It makes us laugh. It gives us an escape or a place to identify through. And unfortunately, it's been hit pretty hard. This broadcasting from home thing, you've seen it on, you know, on.
Oh, yeah.
So forth. It doesn't play the same without having a representative of us on that screen along with the performers. It's just very interesting.
Now, your broadcasting shows are different, the Aware shows. Tell me how you got into that arena.
Oh, I never got into broadcasting to be a broadcaster. I got into it from a near-death experience I had.
Oh, really?
I got it from, I was mountain biker. I was still a mountain biker, and I had a really challenging accident where I damaged my brain severely.
Oh, my God, Lisa.
Through the course of that accident, I went to a place that I found this total, complete interconnectedness, George, where I experienced all things being connected. And through my recovery from that accident, I went through courses and classes and neurofeedback and EEG and everything that I could to try to reconnect my brain, but I never wanted to lose that feeling of what it felt like to really be connected. So I started finding people like, you know, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, and these. I had a wonderful teacher, Michael Tamora, and still have. I mean, just brilliant people that really helped me understand that world exists in all of us at all times. You don't have to knock yourself out in order to find it. It can be accessed through conversations, through higher consciousness, through all sorts of things. So that's how I got into it, as I started interviewing my teachers. And it turned into one thing led to another, and now it's, we just got picked up 5 days a week on Free Speech TV, too, which is another wonderful place to broadcast along with you on Gaia. So it's just been an exploration of me constantly wanting to access that place of interconnectedness. And it happens every time I get to connect with people on the radio and interview brilliant speakers.
Well, I can tell you're having a great time doing what you do.
It's my happy place, yes.
You know, and that's good. You're related also to the comedian actress Terry Garr, who's been battling MS, right?
Oh, yes, yes. She's been challenged lately, and prayers are needed. Prayers are needed.
Well, she's, 75 years old, something like that?
She's up there, yeah. She's over 75, a little bit over 75. But I have to tell you, she is still funny. She still makes me laugh. Every time I ask her say happy birthday, she says, I'm 29. I'm 29. So she's still got it in her, George. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, your work is great. And what you do for us, Lisa, is just perfect because it gives us some more variation in this program. And bringing your talents to the program, I really appreciate what you do for us.
Well, I get to. It's a joy for me because I get to bring in some of the people that I love that bring in this conversation around higher consciousness, around our mind-body-spirit connection, around our, you know, interplanetary friends, where you do the same thing, obviously. And it's just a chance to also get to know our Coast listeners, too. Out of all of my different shows, every type of listener is different, and they bring a different flavor. And when you're a broadcaster, you have to know your audience. And I absolutely love why people do the things they do. It fascinates me. I'm endlessly curious about it. So as I'm, you know, finding guests and doing shows, I'm constantly tapping in psychically and emotionally to what is it that people love to hear? What is it that people get inspired by? What makes them tick? What are they curious about? I broaden my knowledge, too, with our wonderful listeners, too, because when they call and ask questions, they expand me, and then we get to have a banter back and forth, and some of the guests that I bring on have that same experience. So it's a joy. It's a joyride.
Well, it sure is. We're going to take calls with you this segment as well, Lisa. What do you continue working on? What are your projects?
Well, right now the new five-day-a-week free speech show is fun because we created this specific health and mindset series during this challenging time because this experience of the sheltering in place and the isolation has brought about a lot of emotions for people that they have maybe not had the time to express. A lot of truths are coming out. There's been a lot more time to ponder and less time to run from feelings. And so we're really addressing that in this series where we get a chance to speak with mindset experts. I interviewed this gentleman by the name of Coot Blackson today. He had a deep story of a preacher's son that he chose not to become the minister for, but yet he went towards another direction of truth. And he's such a prolific speaker. And what we talked about was really experiencing what it feels like to stop and to stop running and to go inside and know what it would really feel like to experience your own mortality if that were to happen to you. And what that would your life be complete, George? Would it be left unsaid? Would there be people in your life that you would want to go back and finish a conversation or forgive yourself for? And it was such an awesome moment to stay and sit and really think about that. And I got to do that today on the show, and so did millions of other people that got to really have an opportunity to say, is there a conversation that I do want to have that if I were to die tomorrow that I never got to have, would I regret that? And, yeah, there are conversations like that. There are conversations that happen on a daily basis when we are sheltering in place and different opinions are flying around the household. Maybe you are more compassionate with that irritation or something that might be bothering you at the moment. Maybe we can connect more to our parents and our other relatives that we haven't spoken with for a while and just open the door again and reopen the communication. And so that's the conversation and the conversations I get to have on this particular health series on free speech because it just gives us a chance to think for a little bit and to really, truly think about what our deeper truths are.
Lisa, what is your biggest fear?
Well, it's definitely not death because I did that one already.
You were already there.
It was great. It was awesome.
You're in no rush. No rush, right?
No, but it was so seamless and so absolutely beautiful. My deepest fear, spiders.
Spiders. I don't like spiders either.
Do not.
I'm not afraid of them, but I don't like them.
I know. I pretty much will run from, and they're much larger than me. It's a phobia of mine. But in terms of greater fears, I don't like buying into that. I really don't, because it sucks my energy. It turns my entire chemistry into a different direction. And if I ever do get into a place, like during this pandemic and, you know, the fact that my other company got shut down, it's making me look at what I really want and what I really, really love. And, of course, it's broadcasting. It's always been that. And it's always been an opportunity to communicate messages that inspire positive growth and change in myself and in others. And this is something that I'm not afraid of ending one thing and beginning another. It's something, I think the biggest thing for me would be probably stopping everything. I am an active person. I think you are the same way. And if you were to have to stop everything, wouldn't you just go nuts?
Bonkers.
Yep.
Almost like most people are doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of things to do, though, right now. Even though things are shut down and we can't go into social places, there is so much happening.
Yeah, but a lot of people's routines have changed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's throwing them
but
off.
That's good in a way. It's good to have routines change. It creates new chemistry in the brain when you change patterns like that. I guarantee you could start a new eating habit during this whole routine, or you could start a new exercise routine. You could watch an online course. You can take Joe Dispenza's courses. They're so endless and brilliant online. Most of our friends and our teachers are teaching great classes online. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, these guys have terrific things that are going on. So there are a lot of new patterns and habits that we can also create during this shutdown that could benefit us in the long run. It said it takes 21 days to create a habit. I think it's shorter. I think if we really thought about it, it could be shorter, and we could create brand new patterns and habits. I don't think this time should be just spent doing nothing. I think we can actually probably do more for ourselves than we ever have and really dial it in during this particular time.
All right, let's go to the phones for you. West of the Rockies, Dave's with us in Portland, Oregon. Dave, you're on with Lisa Garr. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dave.
Actually, I'm not sure how much this is up Lisa's alley, but I've always wanted to call in about Yamashita's gold. There was a book called Gold Warriors, and I've read a lot, but that's one of the most interesting books I've ever read in my life. It goes from Japan looting, from the 20s on, how it goes into the Japanese political system, into our political system, even George Bush. And I was just wondering if I don't know if Lisa's ever done that, probably not, but if George has ever done that, I sure would like that you would do something on that.
It's probably a great story, Lisa. This had to do with alleged war loot that was stolen in Southeast Asia by the Imperial Japanese forces during World War II. They hid it in caves, tunnels, underground complexes. I mean, and it was worth a lot of money.
Wow, fascinating. What draws you, Dave, to that kind of story?
David is right back with us. Go ahead, Dave.
It's never really been covered. I mean, you hear a lot about the Germans, what they did, the Swiss banks and all that. And a lot of it has, some of it is, it's how our government kind of didn't let our POWs who suffered greatly, I mean greatly, at the hands of the Japanese. And our government just said that they can't have any lawsuits against the Japanese government, and kind of did our own POWs. Didn't do them right.
It does sound like a story that needs, and I'm going to look that up too, because it sounds interesting to me.
Yeah.
And my father.
It's a book called Gold Warriors.
Pardon me?
It's a book called Gold Warriors by Sterling Seagrave.
Okay.
One of the most interesting book I've ever read.
I'll send you the link, Lisa, and you can track it down.
Sounds awesome. I mean, my father, as I just mentioned, he left us about a year ago in April.
Sorry to hear that.
Vietnam vet, and as my mom and I have had the opportunity to go through his things, I found so many treasures from the war and things that he kept close to him during that time, letters he'd written to my mom and trinkets and things. And it, you could tell at that time in his life, you had to hold on to the few things that meant anything to you, and that's all you really had. And he was a medic, too. So it was a, it was, you could see the story through my father's objects, and you could feel the items, and you could feel the level of survival that was happening at the time. It was quite a telling story. So thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it.
Next up, we have Michael in Tennessee. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Right. Good evening or good morning. I have enjoyed your show since I first heard you in April 2016, and I enjoyed everything you said tonight, and I just wanted to say my best wishes out to your mother and your sister. And I enjoyed the comments you said. You know, just appreciate people while they're here. My prayers are out for you, and I enjoy every time you come on Coast to Coast. That's about it. I have nothing more.
Very kind, Michael. Isn't that nice?
Thank you. Yes, and thank you so much. My heart is wide open. Thank you so much.
You've got a fan base out there, Lisa. Isn't that cool?
I love it. Talk about interconnectedness. That it's like wrapping arms around my heart. Who says you can't hug anymore?
Let's go to Mark in New Hampshire. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, Mark.
George, tremendous show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your service, Georgie.
Thank you.
And Lisa, with your intuitive and psychic ability, maybe you could co-host your show and so that we could hear what Shafika and Dr. Mary have to say.
Ah, I like that.
Yes.
You have the people on. We need to hit. I'm telling you, they've been tugging at my heart for months. And thank you, Lisa, and thank you very much, George.
Thank you, Mark. Very kind.
Thank you.
Shafika was my aunt who wrote a book called Breakthrough to Creativity, Lisa, and she devoted her entire psychiatric practice to the study of telepathy and the unknown. And she was on her way of doing some incredible things, and she died when a radio fell in her tub.
Wow.
She was taking a bath.
Serendipity. You know, when I went through my recovery of my near-death experience, I found myself in a school that was for psychic development. And I was drawn to that. It was called the started off as the Berkeley Psychic Institute, and then it came into the Southern California Psychic Institute. And I was drawn to that because the veil in my mind was still so thin. And I was able to connect with people's lost loved ones and really felt into the accuracy that I was intuiting into at that time was so beautiful. It was such an incredible experience, George, because I would see pictures and sepiographs of people's loved ones and was able to tell the story of their life through what I was seeing. I don't often share this because I haven't practiced it for a very long time, but it made sense to me because of exactly what your other listener has said and what your aunt has experienced, that we are in this way interconnected with this collective consciousness. And whether or not we have a body on this planet, we are still interconnected with that collective consciousness.
Lisa, you keep in touch with us and continue great work on Coast to Coast and your other projects. Up next, our last guest host. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. He is the host of Fade to Black. His name is Jimmy Church. Jimmy also appears on the season 2 of Hangar 1 on H2 Network. He has been a long-form interview format, live broadcaster covering ufology, lost civilizations, conspiracies. And I met him several years ago, and now he's filling in for us on Coast to Coast. Jimmy, my friend, thank you for what you do.
Good morning, George, and thank you for what you do, man. It's good to hear your voice and to do this once in a while.
You and I started chatting a couple years ago. I think I called into one of your shows, didn't I?
You know, what's funny about that is that, you know, it's become part of urban legend, right, for the late night talk folks out there. But the story is a real one. And this was 7 years ago, George. It's hard to believe
now. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was on the air with Jason Martell, and my phone keeps ringing from an 818 number. And finally, I said to Jason, I said, you know what? Should I pick up a call? And he said, yeah, go ahead. I picked it up, and he said, hi, Jimmy, it's George. And I said, George who? And the funny thing about that was it was Jason that said, Jimmy, it's George Norrie. And you said, hey, Jason, how you doing? And at that point, I had asked you, how you said, Jimmy, I listen to everything, and I listen to you, and I'm calling in. Well, it was a couple of months later after that, and most people didn't think that it was actually you, which is the funny part about the story.
Right, right.
And then I found you. I snuck into one of your conference luncheons, and you were alone in the middle of the luncheon hall. It was over. I sneak in past security, and your back was to me. You were standing in the middle of this room, and I said, George. And with your back to me, you said, Jimmy Church. And you turned around, and we shook hands. And the great part about that for me is you were asking me questions about myself and my career and things that I had done. And although I was a little nervous about it, what it said to me was that you are truly interested. You're out there checking out what's going on, and you want to know. Well, we took a walk, and then we went out on the patio. And I know that you had this planned. I didn't. But you said, Jimmy, here's my card. Call me, and I would like to invite you to come over to Coast and work with us. So let's talk next week, and the rest is history, my friend. And here we are 7 years later.
And it sounds like you're having a great time, not only doing your show, Fade to Black, but also doing Coast to Coast, aren't you?
Well, what's great about Coast is, and this is the truth, from the very beginning, you and the team there allowed me to just be myself. And which is the most important thing in radio and entertainment in general, is to get your feet on the ground and be yourself. You have never told me, you know, what to do or anything. You let me get my feet wet on my own. And I have grown with Coast over the last six. This is going on my seventh year there. And you have allowed me to just do my thing. And if I'm able to do that and just be myself, the Coast audience or any audience is going to understand that and resonate with it, and it's been a great ride.
Well, you're a professional broadcaster, Jimmy, so we didn't have to worry about that. And, of course, that's one of the huge reasons you're doing the show, because you are a professional broadcaster. But you understood the subject matter. You got into it, and you love it. I can tell when I hear you on Fade to Black just how much you are into the format of your guest and what they say. And I said to Tom and Lisa, I said, that's the kind of guy I want on the program to add to this mix of this great team of people that you've heard tonight.
Well, and what's most important is that all of these hosts that you have assembled have their own little thing that they bring to the table. I do my thing. You know, whether it's UFOs or conspiracies and lost history, I love Egypt and I love science, but these are the things that interest me. So I am able to ask the questions of a guest of things that I am actually interested in, right? And the reason for all of that, and I've said this many times on Coast, but it's worth repeating. I literally lived across the street from the Coast Studios, and I could stand on my patio and look at the building where the broadcast is going on and listen to the broadcast and go, you know what? That's what I want to do. That's my bliss. Life in the universe has a strange way of making things happen if that's what you truly want to do. And that was a goal of mine. It happened. But all things happen for a reason, George, and nobody knows that more than you.
And I enjoy the fact that at our live events that we go to, our special conferences, a lot of the people have you hosting panels like I do, And right. that's so important for us to meet our audience, Jimmy, as you know, because you get feedback, you learn. When we put together ParanormalDate.com, it was from a woman who approached me at a live event and said, I can't get a date with anybody who wants to talk about ghosts and UFOs and stuff. And I went, And that's how these things started. So, but you enjoy going out into the public, and that's important.
Well, that's one of the things that you and I have been able to do from the beginning is we get to go out there and interface. And there is nothing probably more satisfying than going to a conference with literally, right, sometimes thousands of people. But they are there to hang out with us. And they see you and I together. We're co-hosting many of these events together. And we are able to not only be a team, but for them to see us together and to, how do I say this in the right way, to want to be there, right? We want to be there. We want to hang out. And it's a great feeling. It's really unfortunate that this planet is going through what it's going through right now, and all of these great events are pushed back to next year. It's going to make next year much more exciting. But again, the fans don't get to come out and hang out with us like we did, you know, for the last 7 years.
In the time we have left with you, Jimmy, let's take some calls. Joe in Monterey, California. You're on with Jimmy Church. Joseph, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure.
Hi, Jimmy. We had a conversation, and I didn't get a chance to answer your question about what does it take to become an extraterrestrial ambassador. And if you were eligible, and you asked me if I was, well, it seems that I am. You do understand that they're interdimensional, so this is a spiritual approach, although it does express itself physically at times. What it takes is you can apply for this, and you will learn in the dream state. If you keep a journal, a dream log, you may find symbolism or a straight-out lucid dream. But it takes a while, and your life will start to change a bit to express that higher, you know, the as above, so below. And another thing people could can apply to is the army of God, of becoming a spiritual warrior, and you could learn that on the astral plane. Other than that, I am glad that we have this time, and I love your show. And George, and to all the hosts at Coast to Coast, you're an incredible bunch of people, and you're an example of what it truly means to be on the cutting edge of radio. I swear, this is it. Do you have a question, Jimmy?
Well, actually, Joe, I have a comment. And Joe is our new co-host, George. But it's this. I have found, and I know that George and many other show hosts out there feel this too as well, but I have found that we are being visited. We don't know what those answers are and who it is and how it's happening. But they are watching. And one of the things that we should all understand is we're all ambassadors. We all need to do the best that we can do every single day. We need to show the rest of the universe that we're ready, right? And we need to do the things that bring this planet together, to make us, to erase borders, right? And we're earthlings. And that's one of the things that I have learned, Joe, and I think that's a great phone call.
Thank you, Joe. Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello there, stranger.
Hello there, George. And I'm telling you, buddy, what a pleasure it is to speak to you, Tommy, and you. And I'm telling you, that doggone Jimmy Church, he knows I'm going to say, go Beckley Cathy. I'm telling you, Jimmy, I want you to bring it up every time you're co-hosting, because it's the most fascinating archaeological site in the world, as you well know, Jimmy. And I'm telling you that the war between Turkey and Syria now, and the Kurds in the middle, Oh, it's terrible. I wish they could have some archaeological sites. But thank you, Jimmy. Oh, boy, it's been fun listening to you and George and Tommy know how much I love you both.
Super. Thanks, Barry. You got a great fan base, too, Jimmy.
And he brings up a really good point, George. Göbekli Tepe. Now, I sign off with Coast with that every night. It's in my commercials. I sign off and sign on with that. Göbekli Tepe is a site that is in modern-day Turkey on the Syrian border.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to bring attention to it many 7 years ago, and it turned into a thing. All things are accidents, right? They're just accidents. And I just wanted to bring awareness to it. But what is so great about it is I could be over at Coast Friday night filling in for you, George, and taking calls, and the Coast audience will say, Jimmy, Göbekli Tepe, and greet me with that. And what that says is the message is getting out there that ancient history and trying to find those answers is part of it. That little tagline, it makes people go and do a Google
search. It does. It's magical. What's your favorite website that you have, Jimmy?
My favorite website that I have that I visit besides Coast.
No, for your own. Your own.
JimmyChurchRadio.com.
You got it. Jimmy, thanks again for being part of our team. Many, many years to come, my friend.
Right on, George. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody at Coast to Coast. And you guys have a great Friday morning. Thank you, George.
All right. That's Jimmy Church. We've got six outstanding hosts. You've heard from all of them who just continue to hold up the torch whenever I need them. George Knapp will be on for Saturday and Sunday. I'll be on tomorrow night with David Weatherly, of course. For Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.